Hi, this is John. Before we begin today's podcast, I would like to invite you to visit my website, johnburney.org, where you can join my mailing list, contact me directly for private one-on-one work, access written, audio, and video teachings, and sign up for retreats, as well as find the schedule for my public gatherings. May you realize true peace and happiness. Let the mind that's grasping for meaning, let it go on a holiday to paradise, somewhere where it would be happy. Because that mind is never happy here. So buy it a first class ticket with all the perks, and say, have a good time. So you can rest and really allow your authentic self to come into the foreground. That's why we're here, to be touched profoundly. To be unboundaried. What if you knew that what you were trying to achieve was already done? Would you relax? Would you be more at ease? I mean, if you really knew it, not if you were trying to convince yourself through that insecurity of an anxiety of not believing. What if you truly, truly knew that it's true? You know what? You do. You really do. You who are really here to be here already knows that. So find right now your ease of being. And allow your body and mind and heart to unwind and to be available for whatever they need right now. So you can be nourished, because that's what you've been longing for. That's what you've been starving for. No matter how much you've accomplished or achieved, without this profound nourishment, you're always hungry. It's never enough. But when you really are here, when who you really are comes to the foreground, unfulfilled is not even a thought, because you're already at peace. You're already in harmony with nature. And then life is just whatever it is. However it is right now, whatever it is you have to take care of, whatever work you do, relationships you have, responsibilities, all that. It's just whatever you're taking care of, you know. Or maybe you're just sitting around in first class or being pampered. Or you're out in the fields, you know, planting seeds. Doesn't matter. Or you're sitting here, undistracted, because you've dropped into that alignment of your authenticity. As you become familiar with it, it feels like a power. Like a force, you know, may the force be with you. That's what they're talking about. The divine, the presence. When you are that, no one is thinking, I am this. It just is. That's the is in the title of my book. That's what that is. Language is fun. So welcome. I'm really happy to see you, be with you. From my heart, profoundly, really. I know the journey can be tough and difficult, not to mention just being a human being today in this world that can be at times overwhelming, too much. So, how lucky you are to have discovered the truth, to discover the real truth that you can be nourished by that resource throughout your whole life, no matter what happens. Regardless of the so-called ups and downs, pluses and minuses, gains and losses. Without this, life really is a kind of desert with no oasis in sight. So I'm really glad you've found it. My job is just to help you cultivate it if you need help. To not lose sight of it in a way that's really easy and fluid and natural. Not a big deal. Not a heavy trip. You know? We have enough heavy trips. We have enough big deals. We don't need this to be that. This should be the opposite of that. This should really be relief, right? Letting go of the heaviness of everything you're carrying around. That's what this should be. That's what this is. So sometimes letting go of the baggage is a little uncomfortable because it feels secure to be holding on to all that stuff. It's familiar. It's who you think you are. Oh, well, it isn't. It's not who you are. Some people believe it's who you are. That's funny, actually. It's funny to see other people's projections of who they think you are, isn't it? Or does it bug you? But when you're really connected with and loved unconditionally, that's when you know what relationship is all about, don't you? That's when it's really, that's when this life, this human life, has profound meaning. What's the point of being enlightened if you're not connected with everyone? That sounds really self-centered to me. Sorry. Anyway. No offense. Because when you're open, you're giving yourself 100%, and you're not ever worried about that, because the more you give, the more you receive, actually. People are afraid that there's a limited supply of love. That is not true. Not true at all. It's limitless. It's infinite. You are that. So, so nice to be in a space with all of you with so much radiant consciousness. Isn't it nice? I can't believe I've been coming and teaching here for almost 20 years. It's not old at all. In fact, it's more wonderful. Isn't that wild? Same space. They haven't put any art on the walls. Yeah, there's no doodads or groovy things. There was somebody, remember? Came once and was really upset that it wasn't fancier or something. Remember that? She really had a hard time with it. And then she really ended up loving it. It was kind of wild. And there used to be kind of some horrible rug up here, I think. Or we had some, remember that? Something, and she was like, how could you be sitting on that thing? It's what's here, I don't know. Then they tore up the whatever was here before, and they got the wood for the floor here, I think from some basketball courts from some high school or something in San Francisco. Isn't that cool? It's recycled floor. Remember when they did that? That was cool. Anyway. So there have been some changes. They changed the chairs, I think. The neighborhood is now, Techville. / Tenderloin. That's the beauty of being without interference, is that it's new. Whatever, even if you've been walking up the same flight of stairs for 37 years to your apartment, which I've been doing. And it's amazing to me. It's like, not like, oh my God, the same kind of... I figure if I ever move, I'm going to make sure there's at least 3 flights of stairs I have to go up and down. It's probably kept me alive. Can we get
some airflow through here? Thanks. So that's one of the nice things you'll find as you become more awake, as what you truly are comes more into the foreground, will be those moments where it's really rich, really alive, really fresh. You know? It's not always going to be like that. Are you worried about that? Does that worry you when it isn't? Does it stress you out when you're not, like, conscious? When you're reactive and not plugged into the source? I hear that a lot, you know, one way or another, kind of like, well, I'm supposed to be on it all the time. Well, not really. You don't have to worry about that, actually. See? Can you feel the space opening up just hearing that? It's what I call permission. Permission to let go of this belief that you are doing it, that you are responsible for becoming free. That's why I said, what if you knew already that it's done? Then you'd stop trying to accomplish it and rather allow it to happen. That's very different. Allowing it to happen is completely different than accomplishing it. Even with practices that many people have benefited from, including me, plenty. With that attitude, practices are not a problem. In fact, they're really helpful. It's the attitude that you have. If you think you're doing a practice in order to get a result, well, then you will strengthen your doer. But if you just do the practice to do the practice, then you won't. Something will happen that you'll begin to trust that's indescribable, really. And that's for you to discover and continue to let that reveal itself and guide you. Okay. So I'm available if you'd like to come up and have a question or something like that. Just raise your hand and keep in mind that we eventually podcast these talks. So if you prefer your interaction not be on the recording, let us know and we'll edit it out, okay? So I think you and then you, okay? Oh, three. You two? Did you both of you or just you? Okay, come on up. I was just up in Portland and I hadn't seen my first cousin in about 15, sorry. Oh. Hadn't seen my first cousin in about 15 years and she's older than me. She's 72. And when she experienced how bad my hearing was, she said, "You need to get hearing aids. You're worse than I am." So anyway, that's what I'm doing.
Hi, John.
Hi. Just want to clip this onto my belt. Hang on. Okay.
I've been in a really intense place for a number of days. I'd say like just like feeling like really traumatized, and I've kind of made a decision to think of it as some kind of grace, because like I don't know what to do. You know, it doesn't like my usual ways of grounding myself and feeling okay to whatever extent. It's not working. Yeah, there's a lot of energy. I mean, sometimes that day's feeling really energized. So it feels like something, like I feel like there's been this period of feeling really kind of just dead and stuck for a long time. And that's different now. But it's just the sense of like, you know, I'm not okay, I'm not safe, like, it's hard to stand still.
Do you have any reason to have those beliefs? Is there anything in reality that sort of resonates that? Or is it just some more
emotional state? Well, I had an experience on Wednesday that was very shocking to me. And I noticed that after that I just felt, even when it got resolved, I still felt this charge of like I'd done something wrong, like it's like a energy of like a prep school dean. I'm getting suspended. I'm in big fucking trouble, and I'm feeling that still. And then it's I haven't. It felt like it's just kind of like this imploding kind of feeling. And seems to have dampened a relationship I've been experiencing as very connected. Everything just seems to keep feeling more and more kind of. But yeah, it's not all the time. It feels like the other morning I just had like this great cry, just really free cry, like so free.
There's more of that coming, isn't there?
It feels like it could just go forever.
Okay.
But, you know, it's like there's, maybe that's what all this like.
Yeah, maybe you're resisting more movement of that.
It's just like.
A lot of times people so do, you know, like, well, tension. That was enough, but. I'm done with that now. I've got to go do something else.
Right.
Maybe it's not done. Maybe there's more that wants to come out. So let's just sit together a little bit. Can we?
Yeah.
Do you want to say more?
No, I don't really want to because it doesn't... I don't know if it's helpful. You know?
All right. Why don't we... how about if you want to... You okay with sitting together for a few minutes?
Yeah, that was what I thought initially. That might help.
All right. Well, put your hand. Why don't you separate your hands so you're not crossing your limbs? That helps clearing. If you're sort of in a clearing process, which it really feels like you are. Yeah. And try to keep your head from moving. I think we talked about this before.
We have, yeah.
Yeah, I seem to remember now. That will actually keep the energy from moving, just so you know.
Okay.
Yeah, now it's moving. So you need to work with stillness.
Yeah, I can feel that.
That's what you need to work with. And then the channels of your deep energetic channels will really start to open up more and ground. That's what's starting to happen right now. Can you feel it?
Yeah, it feels different.
Good, good, good. That's exactly what you need. Okay. Otherwise, you'll be wiggling around and it's just never going to get, it's just going to get stirred up, but not. It's not going to ground or clear or move. Or it'll be really difficult. This is a lot easier this way. That's good.
I'm feeling good.
Now, the breath in the belly, awareness down in your heart will also help. Don't force the breathing, just natural awareness, natural breath down below the navel. That's good. That's very good. Oh, you're fine. You'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no concern at all. Your mind is getting in there. Okay. Yeah. Let your forehead relax. Stillness without tension. It's going to be interesting. It will feel difficult, probably, but I guarantee you it's what you need. In sitting, in a focused practice like this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay?
I've started sitting more.
Good. I don't think you need to do, you could do whatever clearing work you want to do if it helps. But I don't know how you normally sit, but I would also definitely sit like this in a chair.
Not on the floor.
No. Not with this going on. Not until you're super grounded.
Okay.
Then you can see if sitting on the floor works. I'm not so sure it does for you. But we could, we could test it out sometime and I could have you sitting on the floor. But right now, let's just do this because it's working. Okay, that's, I don't want to go into the discussion of why, but. That's good.
Yeah.
You just have more energy and you know what to deal with. And this, a lot of people do when they're getting into this realm. So this is really important to let your vehicle really be cultivated. That's what needs to happen here.
I have like these experiences in the past where I felt like this, that were, became pretty overwhelming.
Yeah, like right. That's why you need to really know how to sit.
The earthquake in Santa Cruz was really overwhelming.
Yeah, I know. My brother's house was right at the epicenter. I went through that with them. Unbelievable.
I probably should have not kept doing a lot of psychedelics back at that time. I was kind of like, whoa, things are really happening now.
Okay. So
I don't want to like have to run off into the woods again. I want to like.
So let's come on back, because then we're going to end here in a second. Let's have eye contact. Let's come on back. That's it. So being here means not going somewhere else. Don't trip out on your mind.
Yeah.
You can't afford it. This is it. Okay.
And I can feel the the tension that's been in my legs is relaxing.
Yeah. Well, you're starting to open up.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, and I would say for the rest of the sitting here, I would keep doing this if you can.
Okay.
All right? Good. Yeah.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Hang in there. It's working, actually. Would you like to come up?
Hello.
Hi. I don't think could you hear him?
Can you?
Now I can hear you, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, good.
Okay. So, I'm working with this teaching around 3 years. And somehow I feel I have a clarity with my intellect about what's going on. So, and I was thinking it's become understanding. I need to work on feeling that I'm not separate self. I'm what I am. But when I look on the feeling, I see this. The only thing exists is the sensation. There is no feeling coming going on.
Okay.
So my question is two things about that. What is your approach working on this sensation become understanding without the formulation, and what
did you just say?
Become the understanding who you are, like my clarity that I have in intellect.
Yes, without formulation, did you say? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
Because sensation is for me, they have some kind of intelligence that mm-hmm. for me told me now I am Farzad, I'm separate self.
Okay.
And the second part is, what is your approach about block energy or refinement energy if it's not progressive path, we are in the direct path?
If it's not what? I can understand you.
Is we are in direct path?
Direct part?
Path.
Path. Oh, I'm sorry. It's hard for me to hear you.
Sorry, my English like that.
No. It's okay. I'm sorry. I'm not.
Yes. So this is my question. I am clear.
You're clear?
If I am clear, yes, I'm asking.
Yeah. Well, you asked what my approach was, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's what I want to respond to. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. My approach is really just to really be here and let everything else drop away. It's not really an approach. I guess you could say it is, but it's more your intimacy with what is right now, with what's happening right now, and whether you're moving with that or resisting it. So right now you're moving with it. Can you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's it. Just follow that.
But sometimes there is a blockage. It's not moving smoothly.
So
I want to have more understanding. What is mean refinement of this blockage?
No. Okay. Yeah, that's maybe getting in the way, wanting to find that answer.
Mm.
So I would sit with that question. I think that question is actually what's in the way. Not to try to get rid of that question, because obviously it has energy in it. Has feeling in it, sensation in it, right? Yeah. I would sit with that discomfort of that question. So even as I say that, can you feel it opening? That's what I mean to sit with the question rather than to try to get the answer. When you're trying to get the answer, you're strengthening the separate self, because that's only coming from ego. The only one who has any questions about any of this is ego. Mm-hmm. Always. The only one that has any idea about it is ego. Always. Period. Okay?
So how we come the understanding?
We are the understanding. It's revealed. It's not intellectual. Ever. Cannot be. That's the beginning when you're getting the map and some inspiration is happening and you're wanting to find the way, that's that stage. And, you know, I think you're beyond that. You are. You knew that already. Okay, I thought so. So some of us are more conditioned to really want certain kinds of answers. Okay? But usually that struggle is what I was saying earlier about let that part go on vacation. Because freedom is the realm of not knowing. There's no one who knows anything. There's being understanding, not thinking understanding. Okay?
Thank you.
Muy bien. My osteopath told me today that I have to drink 3 liters of water today. That's not easy. I am not doing well. I'm going to have to really guzzle some later. Hi. Who's? Oh, yeah. Hi. Come on up. Was there anybody else back there? No, okay. They're just letting me know that I didn't see. Thanks. Hi.
Hi, John. Mostly I'm feeling really grateful for a life full of so many reminders and pointers and just a deep inclination to go this way, mm-hmm. I guess. And I'm getting ready to go to Colorado for a few weeks where my sons and granddaughter live. And it seems to be like a kind of a wound-up movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's a place where the movie gets really wound up.
Mm-hmm.
And but I've still been like, oh, yeah, I'm going. This is great, you know. And
mm-hmm.
Anyway, just parenthetically, my mom died in January, and it was like, wow, what a beautiful completion feeling, you know. Mm-hmm. And I just kept staying tuned to her, and that got complete. And so then I think this kind of, well, maybe the mom and the grandmother will now go, I hope not be any superhero or anything, but, you know, just be available. Just go and be near.
Mm-hmm.
So my beautiful granddaughter, who just turned 13 in December, you know, was at my mom's funeral and everything, and she was like, she's very newly voluptuous and just kind of, you know, falling out of her clothes at the church and everything. And I'm like, honey, I'm like, we can't do that here, you know. And but anyway, then if, then I said, maybe, you know, at the reception I won't be quite so uptight, you know. So then at the reception she was just like, oh, and I was like, I didn't know what to say. And I said, no one will be able to see your eyes. I thought that sounded good, but, you know. So then we went, we happened to stop in the restroom then, and turned on, she turned out she did have her dress on backwards, which was my suspicion. So now she put her dress on right. So now I couldn't say anything except, thank you, this is great, you know.
That's really funny. That's really great. I love it.
So, and then, as the story goes, and then I came back here.
Excuse me.
And then the next thing I hear, you know, talking with her just a little bit and stuff. We don't talk that often, you know, but I have connection with her mom, but not super strong connection. Then the next thing I hear, oh, no, Nana, I cut all my hair off. And so I just picture she took a scissors and cut all this gorgeous curly hair off. And I was like, oh, cool, how was that? Did you do it yourself? No, I did it at my mom's friend's, you know, beauty place. I said, oh. So then they sent pictures, and then my granddaughter, she's in a whole completely changerific thing. And I was like, oh, okay, I guess she wants to be gay. Okay, got it. Well, maybe that could be cool, you know, that, you know. And then I talked with her yesterday. We FaceTimed. And I said, how's your grandpa there? You know, your mom's dad. She said, well, you know, something, I'm not really talking with him because he said something and I shouldn't take it personally. It's the way he was raised and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, okay. So I guess she's really coming out. So then she texts me today and she goes, Nana, I really want to tell you something. And because we're so close, we've always been so close, and I'm trans and, you know,
wow.
And I'm like, as a part of me is like, this is really crazy, hysterical movie. And the other part of me is like, well, you can't go, you've got to find something in the middle between thinking this is a crazy, hysterical movie and getting into, you know, and getting tar-babied, caught by the movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, where's the, you know, where's the space?
Yeah.
And the pause.
That's exactly what you need.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. You know, just return to love, because that's all that matters.
Yeah.
The surface is whatever.
It's changing. I mean, yeah, what, it's a
changing, of course.
Surface.
Well, it does.
Yes, it does.
In whatever way it does. But, you know, as long as there's a love there, that's all that matters.
Yeah. And I can feel fear and you've got to be kidding me and You know what I mean? Like, you know, I can feel reactivity.
Man, I'm glad that you can like let that go, that you can be aware of it so it can release and not be in the way. Right? That's it. There. Because that's the greatest gift you can bring, is your being. Without any agenda, without any projections, judgments, blah, 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 blah. Just leave all that baggage here. Let it dissolve into mana. This is a mana factory here. Mm. We transmute all the garbage into mana, all the baggage into mana. Baggage into mana. So we should call this talk. Yeah. How wonderful that you can be so sort of honest about it all. Because when we can tell ourselves the truth, even the truth where we're caught, when we're stuck, when we're reactive, that actually sets the stage for release and freedom. That's the magic. Mm-hmm. Mm. That's the only understanding you need to have. I was talking to the last guy for a second. Which you did have, which was great. Is that what the condition is that's in the way? That's the power of what we do, of what happens here. One part of the power of what happens here. The condition becomes the unconditional. It's beautiful. It's all literally grist for the mill. It's all fuel for the fire.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. Right now I can feel how my mom's death mm-hmm. and just watching just kind of like everything go to nothing. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, like all, you know, thorny personal dynamics and all this stuff just go, oh, perfectly untangle, mm-hmm. just liberate and kind of practically wash back through the past and change the past or change the story, you know. So it's
absolutely.
Like, wow.
That's right. That's right.
I feel grateful to just still be very full of that.
And then the love and connection are here.
Yeah.
They're right. They never die. Yeah. Ever.
Just that helps me stay really free from story. And
yeah. Mm. What a pleasure to see you.
Mm, thank you.
Have a great trip. I'll be here. I'll be interested to hear about it.
Thank you.
And I think you're going to be an important person for them. Yes. So they'll be grateful.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You're welcome. Yeah, come on up. And then, yeah, sure.
Hello.
Hi.
So things got really still at the retreat, mm-hmm. which was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a moment where I was like, this is so open.
Mm-hmm.
And I just chose to go with the open.
Nice.
Sometimes at retreats, it'll be really energetically intense. And this time it was not that way because I feel like... I was just able to, it would just through me.
You could allow it. Yeah, exactly.
But returning from the retreat, mm-hmm. my body's doing weird things. Like, I feel like it's energetically holding stuff or
mm-hmm.
okay. It's just, it almost got too open. And then just coming back to old patterns or whatever, it's just, I'm not able to hold the openness, but the energy is still going through. So it's...
I understand.
Yeah.
This is my area. Yeah. Okay. Well, you didn't get too open. That's not possible.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. what's happening is you're really being shown where the conditions of holding are,
mm-hmm.
as difficult as that is.
Yeah.
And I would say you need to make time for yourself to really let this work through you.
Yeah.
You know, this commitment isn't just, well, I'll go to the retreat on the weekend and then I'll get back to my habits.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got to rush back to those habits.
Yeah.
It's kind of, this cross-contextualizes. Like I mm-hmm. said, at the retreat, this is going to go with you, if you remember.
Yeah.
And I was serious. And this is what you're, this is exactly what you're describing.
Yeah.
And so how do you continue the retreat in daily life, at home, at work, in relationships? See, now you're opening up again.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that?
Yeah.
So good thing you came here. This is a great place to come to help that process, to really entrain that profound opening, to really be the space that you can relax to, so that these other things, as they start to grab and hold mm-hmm. and block, they'll be more illuminated, so they'll be less grabby, they'll be less restrictive, and they won't hold as long.
Yeah.
That process is really what spiritual practice is. It isn't a doing at all. It's more a taking care of how things are showing up. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Perfect. You're doing great. Your openness is beautiful. So reframe your attitude about what it is that's happening when it's too yeah. much and all that, you know. It's more like, oh, wow, that's where I need to pay attention. And I guarantee you I spent a lot of my life working on that because I knew it was a 24/7 job, not just being a monk or being on retreat a lot and doing all that, which I did for a long time. But it had to be all the time. It had to be with, you know, very difficult family relationships when they were really difficult, to actually learn how to be with those and work with them. And all the other stuff, personal, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah.
So it really, it's, we get the opportunity to work with it all the time, which is kind of cool if you're, well, you are committed to it. So you wouldn't yeah. be here if you weren't.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's helpful at all.
Yeah, it's definitely helpful. I feel like a layer's been, like kind of delayered, and there's it's just, I feel more exposed.
I understand.
And it's I feel like the calling is to remain open to being exposed versus, look, there's no closing up, but it's just getting used to this.
Yes,
and things are clenching, like my body, there's parts really of me that I'm like, where is that even coming from?
Real opening usually really takes time to integrate.
Yeah.
And you're in a regroup time process.
Yeah.
You don't want to go back to the way you can't.
Yeah,
actually.
There's no
it's,
going back.
Not, no, there actually, yeah. actually there isn't.
Yeah, you know that.
So, but we'll be here, you know.
Yeah.
We're here to help you along. But that's the only thing. It's kind of like what I was saying to the other fellow, is that make time really to be like you are right now,
mm-hmm.
because your openness is beautiful, and it will naturally just dissolve a lot of this and help it move all by itself.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, there were times in my own process where I would, even though I was working full time, where I would be up very early in the morning and late at night, and I'd be sitting, practicing, you know, concentrated away, maybe another 6 hours a day, just because I had to, because there was so much to deal with. So it's kind of like, okay, well, this is what I signed up for, right? So whatever you are given is really what you have to somehow find out how to take care of. So, yeah, come on. I think, yeah, we have time. Come on.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I'm having a bad hair day. That's my joke.
Oh, okay.
Right. the fear.
What's resisting it?
Resisting the fear?
Yeah. Just don't think about that.
Okay.
Sense or be in that area that you just showed me with your hand on your chest.
Right.
Just there. Now you're on it. You feel it? Now you're giving it attention. Because, you know, often we have conditions and we actually avoid them.
Right.
But then we talk about them,
right,
which is a way of avoiding them.
Right.
Or we go try to do something about them or figure them out, and they're all is just avoiding.
Right.
So what just happened there was that you didn't avoid it for a split second and opening started happening.
Right.
Okay, that's there you are. Fear is just usually energy. It's more just opening about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Usually. Error. Yeah. Yeah, the infinite is a little scary until it's, you know, realized.
Right. And I don't want to talk because then I talk and I'm like...
Yeah, we don't need to talk. Just relax. 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 Just make sure that when you're aware of whatever is restricting, that your attention is wide.
Okay.
So don't just zero in on it.
Okay.
But for you, I'm speaking to you now, not to necessarily anybody else, but for you, right, to really open it up big. That's better.
I see.
You want to kind of dilate
right.
your attention so it's really way out, spacious. That's better.
Right.
There you go. That's it.
That was my question.
Hmm?
That was my question.
Okay.
How to be with...
That's how. Right now, that's really... Because, you know, your energy's great and it's powerful. And you just need to let it happen. It's interesting. I'm having a lot of that tonight. It seems like we're having one after another.
Hmm.
A lot of people waking up. It's awesome.
Hmm. Yeah. Dilate was key
okay.
for me to hear.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, sure. Sure. Okay, you know, I think... Usha? Did you want to come up? Oh, please, come up. Yes, definitely.
Hi.
Hi.
I know that that Nick's passing is... I wasn't expecting it, and it's been very, very painful and gone through a lot of stuff.
Move the mic a little closer so I can hear you better.
But I also realize that Nick's passing is also an opportunity of some kind in my life.
Yeah.
And I don't know really what to do other than to just, you know, I've been trying to stay in the moment a lot, and that's been painful.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Right.
And... I feel lost a lot. You know, I wasn't anticipating it, you know?
Right. Oh, I mean,
at all.
No, of course
we were
not.
Just ready to go to Ecuador and everything.
I know.
But what I did feel at the when I couldn't revive him, and it's weird because I'd saved his life many times, but I couldn't do it this time. And but afterward, when they took him away and everything, what I did feel... was I felt that he just went into this immensity of love.
I've been feeling it.
Pure love.
I've been real aware of it.
Huge.
Yeah, I know. I felt it when you came in.
Yeah, it's just like,
wow. He's really with you.
Wow. It was so vast.
It's powerful.
It's beautiful. Really powerful.
I know. He was...
Well, he was an amazing man.
I know.
In a million ways.
I know. I'm going to miss him a lot.
Yeah, I'm going to start writing a bit about
Good.
Some of the stories.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Because that's not being done. It's been
I'm so glad,
kind of
yeah. I'm so glad.
Yeah. Yeah, my son and I are going to do that.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Luckily, I had my son come.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
And that really helped.
Good.
I didn't know exactly what I would have done otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
but he just came at the right time. So wonderful. He's been really helping me.
I hear something's opening up now more in the heart.
Good. But I don't know, is there any, how best to use this opportunity? I've had deaths in my life. They've been my mother and my sister and my father, and gone through all those, but I don't think I did it very well. I don't think I handled it very well. My mother died, I was only 29, and that was very painful for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're in a really different...
Nick is like, it's... I know it's an opportunity. I know he's, with his vastness and where he's been makes me feel like life on earth and people is like a kind of, he's looking at an ant farm or something like that from where he's. It's strange.
He's still helping.
Yeah, good.
Just the way he always has been.
Yeah, I can feel him. Absolutely. I felt him here tonight very strong.
That is exactly what you can do, is keep staying in touch with him.
Good.
Okay. I'm in touch with him.
I talk to him all the time.
Yeah, that's good.
I know what else to do.
Let's sit together a little bit with him.
Okay, great.
So glad you're here.
I'm so glad I came.
I
didn't know there was going to be an opportunity. I thought you were going to be gone.
No, I'm so glad. I know.
So that's been a great blessing.
Yeah. So sit together a little while, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I think as long as you stay in touch with him deeply like this, it's all going to work and unfold and...
Great.
...and really integrate and, obviously the healing and the release of the grief and the loss, which will be immense.
Yeah.
And probably ongoing for...
I know, it's going to be
quite a while.
Yeah.
But, you've, as long as you stay connected and get the support of me and others,
Yeah. Yeah, I have some good...
That's what's important.
Yeah.
And then to then keep... He's really available, actually, in a way that maybe more than he's ever been.
Than he ever was, yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I've been feeling.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, John.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Yeah.
Okay, we have some time just to sit quietly now for a little bit. Okay. If you need to, just remind yourself to keep it really simple. And just return just to this moment right now. Breathing in and breathing out. Bringing attention to the body, sensations, feelings, awareness, presence. Resting in the stillness of your authenticity. I think Obi-Wan Kenobi said it perfectly. You know, may the Force be with you. Happy trails.